Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to the sanctity which people generally attach to the water of Zamzam. Now we know when people return from Hajj or Umrah, they normally bring the bottles of Zamzam, and they think that there's some religious sanctity attached to it. It needs to be understood that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, nor the Quran, has ever specified that the water of Zamzam holds any religious sanctity. It has no role in any of the rituals of Hajj. It's not incumbent to drink the water or to bring it for our relatives. It is absolutely a social gesture. And if people bring the water of Zamzam for their relatives, then it is very similar as they bring, for example, dates or prayer mats or other things for their relatives as gifts. So these have to be considered as gifts. So similar is the case with the water of Zamzam. It's no more than a gift from the land of Arabia. It has no religious significance at all. All it has is some social significance, and there are people who claim that it has some benefits as far as the medical science is concerned. It is medically beneficial to people. So if that is the case, then that should be a separate study, a separate investigation, and if found out it has benefits, then obviously those benefits can be used for people. But again, even if that is the case, then even then it does not possess any religious sanctity or religious significance. So if a certain thing had to have religious significance, then it has to be the Quran or the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who must point this out. In the absence of any such thing, we must not attach any sanctity to this. And in this era of decadence of Muslims, we often attach sanctity and sanctimony to various things, and this is why it was deemed appropriate here to clarify that the water of Zamzam holds no religious significance. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.